We have one story left, and then we're going to close out with a song from the Nerdalogs, Claire Friedman.
Hey, guys. I am just going to sing Rebel Yell again. Side note to that, it wasn't literally until I started coming to your stories, I think it was the first or second your stories, that I discovered that it is like a nerd dude thing to be obsessed with pro wrestling. I swear to God, I did not know that that was the demographic who was watching it. Anyway, I was going to reprise my monologue from our last show, but I've decided instead to kind of take inspiration from what people have said here and kind of retell my hero story, as it were. Hero is far too generous of a term. So the way I kind of think about how my path in terms of options has gone, there was a big dividing point when I started to make some big choices for myself. To fast forward a little bit, when I was a senior in college, I was an ACT SAT tutor for kids, and since I was in art school at the time, I would tell a lot of these kids the point of getting a high score is not to make it so that you can go to the best school in the whole wide world. The point of getting a high score is to give yourself options. So if you want to go to that school, if you want to have that degree program, you can. If you want to be like me and go to a school that has an average ACT score that is 11 points lower than yours, you can do that. Who cares? And sometimes they'll give you a scholarship for it, and that's cool. Not that much, because they really don't care how smart you are. They really don't. And that took a lot to get through my thick skull. Is one of the big limits I had towards getting myself to go to art school eventually was that people wouldn't think, oh, that girl is smart, because people who go to art school aren't smart. And so I kept myself from doing it until I was a junior in college. And when I called up my parents and I said, hey, you know what, I'm going to switch my majors, instead of being double major in marketing and history of science, I'm going to be a double major in marketing and art. And my dad said, thank God I didn't know what you were going to do with history of science. So there's one foot towards the door of practicality. But both my parents are MBAs, and so one of the things that I needed to do before I went to art school was sit down with them and talk through exactly how I was going to make this into a career. And one of the reasons I wound up going to the School of the Art Institute of Chicago is because their internship program is really great. And so my whole last 2 years of college were focused entirely on how am I going to get a job once I get out. And as I was sitting here listening to all these stories, I remembered that I quit my last job, and so now I can talk about it. So it didn't go that well. At first it was super swell. Just dandy. I was a project manager at a really small digital firm, so I had my hand in a lot of different things. Which means that I got, at a very, very young age, and very early on in my career, I got to try and do a lot of different things in the digital sphere: project management, marketing, strategy, AdWords. I got to write a children's book for the Lincoln Park Zoo. That was baller. But the other thing that happens when you're at a company that's six people is when shit hits the fan, everyone hates everybody else immediately. And you wind up working until 10 o'clock at night and then getting up and getting there at 6 a.m. the next day and just really, committing yourself to people who aren't making you feel good about anything. And for a lot of that, the thing that would keep me going was the creative pursuits, that I would do at night, including the Nerdalogs and improv and everything else. And I started taking classes, post-grad classes at the School of the Art Institute, where I graduated in web design, and basically just trying to max out my skill set. Because I went back and when I was looking at and reconsidering things, I realized the point of working and all day and then going and doing more at night is not necessarily to get to any clear goal that I have. Steve and I were just talking about all the awesome consulting things that we could possibly do that we could think of, which is really exciting.
It is, guys. Consultancy Scrum.
Yeah, you guys, Consultancy Scrum. We could make so much money. anyway. But the point is not necessarily to get to some goal that I have in mind. I don't know what I'm building towards, but I know that by working and partnering up with good people and leaving my house and occasionally eating dinner that isn't cereal in bed, which I have like at least four times a week, I'm a cool person. The point of getting out and doing all that isn't to achieve some goal, but it's to give myself options, and it's to not necessarily rely on what I relied on my last job, which was, of course, you know, getting randomly called to audition and eventually making it on a Second City Tourco boat, so that I could just go to the Caribbean for 4 months and work on a design portfolio, come back, get a job immediately, or fly off to Dublin for a month, lock myself in a cabin and not talk to anybody, which was another plan I had, and I looked at flights. A lot of those plans led me to the question of what am I actually running from? And I basically put together, and that was in this big run of events that started earlier this year, where I started on antidepressants, and I quit my job, and I found a new one, and Nerdalogue started doing this crazy monthly show scheduled, which kept me working all the time and has made us put out some of the best work we ever have. And basically, the reason that we work so hard as a group and the reason that I work so hard and a lot of people here work so hard is to give ourselves options so that once the opportunity comes along, we can take it.
My plans while I was in college, before the comic store came up, was I was going to move to Minneapolis and find a job reviewing movies for a small newspaper and gambling at Canterbury Card Club on the weekend. So, all things considered, it's probably better that I opened that comic store in Lansing, Illinois.